This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. So far, 34 supermarket workers have lost their lives to the virus, and their union and a couple of the big groups of supermarkets have asked if they could upgrade the supermarket employee so that they could they would have safety gear. They'd have a priority to get some safety gear just ahead of the general public, not replacing anybody who is using it now as a priority. They would like safety gear. I think that's fair to ask. I also think that another fair question, should they be paid more? Think about it like this. Very, very important and might not be on the top of our mind. Wearing the mask. The governor says starting tonight, got to wear the mask if you're going to be outside and near anybody. Are you going to wear the mask? Dr. Fauci, in this subject, says baseball should be played at empty stadiums, teams sequestered in the hotel. No people there. I think that's a terrible idea. And social distance versus the economy. Which one do you vote for? I vote for social distance. Because without people's lives being protected, the economy won't matter. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Bob on a cell phone, line 2. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Bob. Yes.
I'm going to say if you have to wear a mask, then you should be able to go to a football game or a baseball game or a soccer game, because then you are protected because it becomes the law. But I'll ask a question on a bigger picture. How many people have their water off at this particular time and can't wash their hands or keep themselves clean? The DMV, when it opens up with the green light laws, how many more viruses are we going to be exposed to because the basic people getting the driver's licenses have not been medically checked for anything or isolated to make sure they're not carriers?
Yeah, especially the illegals. They went through no process at all and just step right up. We don't know. I mean, for years it was always the posture. When you came into this country and you wanted to become a citizen, you had to have a health check. And many times people brought TB and whatever, and you had to be cleared medically before they would process you.
Well, you're absolutely right. So if I'm going to be forced to wear a mask, then it's not unreasonable to ask somebody that came to this country to make sure you're not a carrier of a disease or of a virus from another nation if you're here illegally. And I'll just make one last point and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Cleaning people of offices, buses, trains, subways, schools, the DMV, shouldn't they get paid a little bit more that way?
Yeah, I'm thinking there have been cases made for bus drivers because several bus drivers had pay an ultimate price. Yeah, it's not exclusive to supermarket workers. We're just asking about that in this case. Hey, thank you very much, Bob. Thanks for the call. Now, did you guys get the baseball sound effects?
Yes, I have it ready.
All right. Well, one of you will have to do the game, and the other can put in the sound effects. Who is going to do the play-by-play?
You want to do play-by-play, Joe? Okay, Joe likes to do play-by-play.
All right, now we're going to give you an idea of what it would sound like if it, Joe is in a studio by himself, Tony is by himself, but what a baseball game would sound like that with nobody in the stands, but with artificial crowd noise. Now, if Tony wants to be mean to Joe, he can put it in the wrong places, but I'm sure... like I would probably do, but I'm sure you guys can do a good job. Okay, I'll introduce the game, and you start with the play-by-play, and you put in the artificial crowd noise. Okay.
All right.
Stand by for baseball on WBEN.
Welcome. It's a beautiful day here at Citi Field in New York. The Mets versus the Nationals, and first leading off, Brendan Nimmo off of Max Scherzer. That pitch. Inside 0-1. It's been a tough season so far for Brendan Nimmo, let me tell you. The ball back to Max Scherzer. This one's ripped down the second base. I'm sorry, the first base line. Nimmo, he's turning first. He's on the second. He'll be safe at second base.
Tony, you could give him more crowd noise.
Chant. Paul O'Neill chant.
That's because we're a little bit behind with the crowd getting up to speed. The batter's still swinging. The funny thing is, it's a Mets batter that's up right now.
That was a crowd noise when there's no crowd.
But that's...
I mean, because Buzzy there, that's more like it.
See, this is a mixture of crowd noises.
You're playing defense at a baseball game?
Well, here's the thing.
That's all right, Buzzy did a great job. Tony, as sound effects man, you got to go to the minor leagues. I'm sorry.
Cool.
The defense sound effect... when a guy's doing a baseball play-by-play.
But here's the thing. I don't even think you'll get the fake noise. Like, it's just going to be an eerie silence, like watching that Taiwan baseball game.
Yeah. You know, okay, why don't we do it the other way now? Tony, you want to do some play-by-play, and Buzzy, can you control the crowd noise?
Well, see, Tony's got the master controller.
He's got the master pod in there, so he can't.
But he can control his own audio, see if it works.
Yeah.
Let's try this then.
All right, so now Tony will go for it, and we'll get some other sound effects. Let's go now to the field for the beginning of today's game.
Welcome, folks. Today's ball game, the Red Sox versus the New York Yankees, and we are live from Fenway Park. The crowd's getting into it. The first pitch. Ortiz sends it over the Green Monster, and the Red Sox are off to a 1-0 start.
Hey, that was good. You guys both did good play-by-play, and you'll notice... The background was a lot better when Tony was running his own background.
That's because I'm using both fight crowd.
That was good, but I'm saying that any network could put together a demo for Major League Baseball or the NFL or hockey or basketball, NBA, any of those with artificial crowd noise, and it would knock them right off their seat, and they'd say, let's do it this way.
Who is it that's always accused of pumping in crowd noise? Is Seattle?
It is the Atlanta Falcons and the Miami Dolphins / Hurricanes.
Ah.
Because I know the Miami Hurricanes do, because I've been at a ton of Tech Hurricanes games, and one game, there was no one there. It was all Tech fans. There was no Miami fans there. But when Miami was on defense, third down, Tony, it sounded like a sellout stadium. And you know what? 2 years later, it was a sold-out stadium. It sounded the exact same.
Yeah, you know, it's oftentimes on sitcoms and things like that, they use artificial laughter. But sometimes the artificial laughter is pathetic, and you can tell it's fake. But if you get good ones and they're used properly, it can be very rewarding. Before we go to Ann, she'll be the first one up after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony just informed me that the PGA said that they will start tournament play in June, which is only, think about it, June, April, May, June. That's only 6 weeks away. Now, I don't know what part of June. There'll be nobody in the gallery. And then they have six tournaments starting in June of this year lined up going into 21. Is that correct, Tony?
That is correct. So the first four events, no fans. Then I'm assuming after that, people will be able to go and watch.
Well, you know, it makes sense. Golf is probably the most suitable sport to do something like this because the player is by himself. The caddy can certainly stay 6 feet away. Without a crowd, I don't know who else follows the leader or follows the players as they go around. But basically, I think they have to change the rules, of course. For putts, your ball must be at least 6 feet away from the hole. What do you think of that?
Yes.
That ball was too close to the hole.
Now you have to mark it.
Got to put a mask on the golfer. I think if they're willing to do that, fine, we can try it out. I don't think it poses much of a danger to anybody, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think they'd be okay.
I think it's, if you ask to rank the sports in order of how adaptable they would be to no crowd, I think golf would be the first thing I think of. All right, let's go to Ann on line three. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Ann. What's on Ann's mind today?
First of all, I would take human life over the economy because it'll come back. And humans, if you die, you're not coming back yet. Anyway.
That's true. So you're going with social assistance and distancing, and I agree.
Yes. And as far as basic anything else, you know my thing. I trust God. But if it's mandatory, that don't make me stop trusting God. You have to sort of follow the law and the land at that particular time. Because I say that for this purpose. We have a money-hungry, greedy, power-thirsty governor. And as long as he put this stuff, these things in place, you don't worry about the economy because what he puts in place, it might never come out of place. All this stuff might be forever. Then they were talking about people coming around to your house, checking. There's nobody coming up in my house. If I don't know you, you're not coming up in my house. You cannot till you fall out. I don't care because, you know, I have my rights, even regardless that they don't act like people have rights anymore. My main issue with all of this is there's no faith on this virus. They got everybody going crazy. Everybody's being fearful, and they don't know why they are fearful. What's the name of this virus? Where did it come from? It's coming from China. It's coming from here. It's coming from there. What's the name of it? You don't know what the name of it is. They don't know what the name of it is. And I realize people are dying, and I hate that. I hate that. But we need to know what it is. Everybody can this medication that they're trying to cook up. Everybody cannot take all of this stuff. Everybody cannot wear face masks, especially when they already have a breathing problem. Like, I take insulin. How do I know whatever that is that they are whooping up and they give it to me? How do I know that I won't die from behind that? Because it's not agreeable with my insulin. I hope everybody just calm down, pray, calm down, and let it work for itself. Because if they gave it to me and I die from it, I guarantee you, they're going to lie like dogs. And insulin caused me to die. When it's that crap that they done gave me. And with that, I wish you well, love you, and goodbye.
You too, and maybe talk to you on Monday. Thank you very much. And Corona is 19. This one's 19. There's more than one coronavirus, and that's the first thing we learned is the Corona is the family, and there are several versions of it. I like her straightforward talk. Nobody's going to come to her house to check on it, and I think most people would feel that way. If you really think about it, though, what's scary is as this is happening, we're dipping our toe into other things that are even scarier than this. I think that that thing that you you download, Bill Gates suggested it, which will tell you if you're in proximity of somebody who has it or somebody who's been, you know, some positive vibes. I don't like that at all. I really don't, because that's one step away from wearing a number. You know, okay, everybody has to be tested. You wear a number of how close you are to being a problem, 1, 2, or 3, you know, that kind of stuff. That kind of social engineering scares me. Does it bother you guys back in the studio?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, how about you, Buzzy?
Is this what, the phone app?
The thing where you download something on your phone and it alerts you.
Like I said, I think these are unprecedented times. You know, we haven't faced something like this. I understand. I see both sides of it. But if I were asked how I stand on it, I would have no problem giving up that information. But as Brian Mazurowski reminded me this morning, I'm not a very private person. So I think I have a different perspective.
Yeah, and in a crowd, you talk about HIPAA laws and things, right to privacy. The HIPAA laws are very strict. I can't imagine anything like being carrying around a label of where you are health-wise. Are you a person who has a high risk? Do you have a minimal risk? What happens if you're standing in line and somebody comes on the bus and stands next to you and has a reading that you don't like? What, do you ask them to move? Do you move? Do you do anything? I mean, I just don't like that. I really don't. Buzzy, give me a couple of Facebooks before we get to the headlines.
All right. Lori says, I think healthcare workers who may come in contact with a person that's carrying the virus should be first, then first responders, then grocery workers, transit workers, truck drivers, etc., in that order.
Yeah, I just think getting them on the list is important. Because they are conducting important business. As I said, if you had a nightmare that they all decided not to work at the same time, what would happen to our food supply? The supermarket's not just going to open the door and say, go in and help yourself. That's not going to happen. So what would happen? That's the making of a Stephen King novel.
This whole thing has been.
Yeah, this whole thing is a novel. Did you see, Bernie, what country was it about the animals at the zoo?
German.
There was a quote from a German zoo that said that under some circumstances, and they're thinking well ahead, if they had no money to buy food for their animals, and or if the government put out any kind of edict where they couldn't be supplied with the food that they need, they would feed some of the zoo animals to others. That is scary and reprehensible. I think that what would happen is if they got to the point where they had no money, rather than feed the animals to each other, I think people would generously give money to keep the animals fed. I think I would, and I think most people I know would. Let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, along with Tony Calagiri and Joe Beamer. Tony, we like to recommend a good place to eat that has takeout, and you did that last night with the family. Where did you go?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in the effort to support local businesses, there's a authentic Mexican restaurant by us in the Pine Plaza called La Galera. And some people may recognize the name because all over social media when they fed a homeless man in the area. So they're really nice people. They have amazing food. And so we ordered there last night, and that was a real nice pig out, let me tell you.
And I understand in your effort to go overboard, to go the extra mile to help local business, you ordered two dinners for yourself.
Yeah, it was a dinner for two combo, and I got that for myself.
Svinia,
plus, I ate some of Jeannie's.
You ate some of Jeannie's, too?
Yes.
Double Svinia and half of hers. Mm. And did you try and talk the kids out of eating theirs so you could have theirs, too?
No. No, I was pretty satisfied with mine.
So what did you have? Did you have Svinia?
No, I had, let's see, one tamale, one burrito, one chalupa, one enchilada, tacos, and rice.
Oh, Tony. did they call the emergency squad?
No, but I enjoyed every single bite.
Masks? Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay, what's the name of that again?
La Galera. And what's nice is they have a door. Like, you go in, right inside, and then a door that would normally get you to the seating part of the restaurant. Well, that's closed off with a half door, has a plexiglass window so that you could get the food coming out in exchange for money. They have a tip jar right outside on a table. Make sure I gave them a tip jar.
Oh, tip.
Okay. Yeah, tips. Make sure I give them a nice tip to go along with it, because I appreciate them.
And you did, I'm sure.
Yes.
Anywhere you go near a restaurant, you're trying to help local business, and that's why you order two or three helpings of anything.
Got to help them out.
I don't blame you. You're a humanitarian, Tony.
Rock Burger and Papa Leo's are on order as well.
Let's go to line four, Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning. I've been to La Galera. It's a pretty nice place.
Oh, cool.
That was sit-down, of course, at that time.
Yeah, at the time. Now, are there, in New Mexico, do you have the same basic rules that we have in New York regarding restaurants, takeout or delivery only? And you got to wear a mask starting tonight. You got to wear a mask outside if you're going to be near any people.
Nobody tells you have to wear a mask, but I always do. My wife makes masks.
Oh, cool.
For others, and we wear them, but I see lots of folks walking around without masks.
Yeah, the very limited amount of time I've been outside this house, I've seen most people not wearing masks. So it'll be interesting after 6 o'clock tonight, I think, where they're required to. It'll be interesting to see how many intend to. In the surveys that we've taken at WBEN, a large majority say they will wear the mask. There's no reason not to. Some people are just against anything that the government does. I'm usually one of them. But not now. Not now. I think it's important that we follow instructions and try and get out of this thing.
Yeah, but are you telling me that you have to wear a mask just walking around?
No, you don't have to wear a mask just walking around. But you do have to have a mask on if you're going to be within 6 feet of people and you can't get away with it. In other words, say there's a bus stop and people are waiting for the bus. They still have to practice the distancing rule. If you're not going to do that, you have to have a mask.
Yeah, it's common sense.
Yeah, and there's no reason not to. And people are getting very creative. Some people are sewing masks. Bernie, what was it that woman, come here, you showed me that video of the woman with the unusual mask?
Oh, she used an unused maxi pad.
Well, thank you for telling me that. So one woman's walking around the streets with a maxi pad on her head. I think more instructions should come with a box.
Oh, Jesus.
And let's hope she's not into recycling.
Oh.
So your wife makes masks, so you both have masks, and do you get out much, or are you kind of sticking close to home?
We usually stay home most of the time because my wife is, like I said, she's sewing masks for others, and I'm always busy with the computer or...
Sure, you're doing your life. You're just being more careful about it, and we're happy about it, too. Thank you, Fred. Have a great weekend. I'm off tomorrow, so have a great weekend. Maybe we'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye. There we have it. Mr. Beamer, how about a couple more Facebooks, please? Oh, he's on the phone. This is one of the downfalls of being on remote. I can't see Joe. I did see Joe's high school graduation picture yesterday. He looks like he's 10 years old and looks like Opie. He's got that that look like he fell off a Norman Rockwell painting. That's what Beamer looks like.
It's funny how you remember the dumbest things, but you can't remember, you know, what you did at a certain point yesterday.
Sure.
I remember getting out of my 98 Nissan Altima to go take that senior year photo because it was. You know, the senior photos were not the same as the school picture day. It was a warm day. I had shorts and flip-flops on, and they give you that little thing to slip into so it looks like you're wearing a nice tuxedo there. And I remember driving thinking, wow, I haven't done anything with my hair. So don't ask me why. Don't ask me why, but I had a can of hairspray in my car, in the center console. So I sprayed a bunch of hairspray, and then I put a hat on for the drive, which was literally 2 blocks from my parents' house to the high school, and that is why it is shaped and molded like I was wearing a hat. That was literally what I did to style my hair for that picture.
Well, that picture, they look at that, it's every girl's dream, Joe. That's the reason you've led the golden life. It is 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. I used to do this. I would get asked, because I was a disc jockey on the radio, to have pictures taken with listeners. And I'd always do it. But my wife said that I used to put on what she called my stupid face. Because what I used to do is, I'm not very physically attractive. I'm not going to win the Brad Pitt lookalike contest. So when I'm posing with somebody, I make a face. Because then when somebody's seeing the picture, they go, I heard he's not that good looking. Well, you can't tell from this picture. Look, he's putting on a goofy face. And so 99 out of 100 pictures, if you have one with me, I've got my stupid face on. And it's only under special occasions like weddings and things like that that I just put a regular puss on. Let's take I want to go to a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Sergio on News Radio 930 WBEN. See, I wrote the weather forecast out with one of these pens that is very wide. It's a very wide marker, and then it's hard to read them after you write them. I can read Sergio Williamsville. Sergio, you're on WBEN line one.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. I've been talking to a number of people around the country during these crazy times here, and I was just wondering if you could explain why they're paying, many of them are paying under $1 a gallon for gas, and we're paying almost $3 a gallon for gas.
I don't know. Traditionally, when gas was a front page item in the news, we found that usually among the highest prices were California and New York. And, of course, a lot of the cost of gasoline is taxes. Now, the taxes haven't changed. However, the competition of having way too much supply, right? And then there was a fight to see who could supply us, and then we'd have to go to the Middle East and get help from them. Now we are independent. We are gasoline independent. We can totally handle all of our gasoline needs ourselves. And plus, the combination of having all that supply and having very little demand, because nobody's going anywhere except for commercial use, probably diesel. That's what makes the price go down. The fact is, there's not much demand for it now, and we have a huge supply for it.
Yeah, but we're still paying close to $3 a gallon compared to other places that's under $1.
Well, the tax part, as I said, stays there. So you have so much wiggle room, but the tax is not going to be part of it. I've not heard any politician, any public official say that they were lowering any taxes that is traditionally put on the cost of a gallon of gas. And so that's not going to change.
So we're paying through the nose for taxes.
That's right. What we've done is we stripped down all the other stuff, and this is where it is. Now, a month ago, actually more than a month ago, because we've been sequestered for a month, I was down at the Seneca Nation and got gas, and at that time it was $1.63, and now it's under that. But even then, at $1.63, it was way under everything. And the Senecas have an option to make it even lower. They try and make it a little bit lower than you would pay at any gas station so that they will get your business. But it was $1.63 maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Okay, well, the Buffalo News on April 14th published a photograph of the Seneca Nation gas station in Irving. It's 97 cents.
Well, that's where I was at that there's several down there, but that's the one I was on at the top of the hill there, because I used to do broadcasts from there. Yeah, so they're considerably lower because they don't have the tax to put on it like we have outside of the nation.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much for taking my
okay. Thank you, Sergio. Let's go to my friend Don on line four. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing on this lovely day?
Great, and I'm having a custom-made mask made for me, sewn by the lovely Bernadette, who happens to be my fiancé.
And she knows how to do a lot of things.
She does. She has a particular set of skills. One of them is sewing. She has a sewing machine. She can make clothes. So if you can make clothes, you ought to be able to make a mask.
Well, you said she's making one for both herself and you, so she's very capable.
One of my most favorite lines I ever saw in a movie was The Lone Ranger. As you know, The Lone Ranger is a guy that does a lot of good stuff, okay? And he was in the kitchen of a woman who walked into the kitchen and surprised when she saw him in there, because she didn't know who he was. And she says, "Why are you wearing a mask?" He says, "This mask stands for good." So I always love that line, because anytime you can tell a woman this stands for good, I mean, who's against good? Nobody.
Not too many people.
So the Lone Ranger's wearing that. What does Tonto wear? What does Tonto get? I bet he gets a second mask. He never gets the top mask.
Tonto's over pumping that gas for 90.
Well, Lone Ranger always gave Tonto bum jobs to do, and Tonto always got caught. He would say,
yeah.
Tonto, go into town and pick up some supplies. And Tonto would, you know, he'd be picking up sugar and things like that, and he would get nailed all the time, and the Lone Ranger would come and save him. What's going on in Pennsylvania, Don?
I like your comment earlier about crowd noise in baseball, piped in crowd.
Yep, artificial noise, yep.
I have a little experience with a lack of it. Many, many years ago, I used to listen on the radio to baseball games that were actually broadcast by ticker tape.
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
And not if there was anything more boring than that, I don't know what it was. And you had
probably the game itself. But go ahead.
You had to be a real baseball purist to do that because you know they. You hear some. All you hear is tick 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 ball tick 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 tick. No emotion. No nothing. And you really had to be a purist to.
But they used to. They used to use the sound of a bat hitting a ball, and occasionally they would. You would hear, you know, a hit click, and I don't know what they were using to create that sound, but it was very much like the sound of a ball hitting a wooden bat. And they had that down. They used to use that from time to time.
Okay, well, I'll take your word on that one. Well, anyway, I thought your idea of having the noise would because there's nobody in the stands other than the baseball players themselves, I understand.
That's right.
To wait in the stands, not in the dugout for the six-foot rule. I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, I think that basically baseball could do that and show the field. You don't have to show the stands just have that crowd noise ready because sports without a crowd noise is really dull and boring. The crowd noise is what gets you amped up. And if somebody just caught a huge pass and they're running toward the end zone and about to be caught, You need the anticipation of the crowd that guy's going to score and things like that. But I'm sure that with the sound that they have on file from all of their games, whether it's baseball or football, they could have just the right crowd effect for what's going on. And I think it could be very well done. Thanks, Don. Always good to talk to you. Maybe talk to you next week. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.